Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it?
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And I'm your host, Ronald Bethay. And you know, if you join us on a regular basis, the slogan for this show, if it's power in numbers, then the Positive Change Purchasing Corporate captures that power for your financial benefit. You know, if you join us on a regular basis, I'm your host, Ronald Bethay, ladies and gentlemen. And today's date is June the 22nd in the year 2020. And as we always say on this show, the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative LLC serves as an economic blueprint for self-reliance for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African-American-owned solar installation, design, workforce development, EV charge, EV manufacturing, and other renewable energy companies to address the effects of high energy costs at our historically Black colleges and universities, also to utilize African-American-owned farmlands and HBCU campuses to develop capacity and initiatives for solar installation projects to bring down the under and underemployment of young African-American men and women locally and nationally, also to educate the African-American community locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education in the African-American community through Black Talk Radio programs such as Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. You also know this show is brought to you every week by the Black Sports Legends Foundation, BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative, and you're listening to that initiative right now over the platform of Blog Talk Radio. We are can be heard on iTunes. We are also streaming via Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Also, ladies and gentlemen, you know this show is brought to you every week by the National Association of Blacks in Solar. So with that being said, welcome, welcome to another exciting edition of Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. We're scheduled to have a guest, Mr. Antonio Thompson, who's with the Greater Washington Region Clean Cities Coalition, talking about the job fair that they're going to be hosting here in Washington, D.C., on next Wednesday, the 29th of June. It will be held from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Mr. Thompson's with the Greater Washington Region Clean Cities Coalition, and we're looking for him to join us in the in our studio here very, very shortly. He was indicating he was having some difficulties when we called in concerning that. So he'll be joining us very, very, hopefully in a very few seconds here on the platform of Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. So with that being said, we're going to sort of keep it sort of moving until we are joined by our guest this morning and sort of lay out some of the things that's going to be happening at this event. Now, the Green Jobs Fair, it will be run from the hours of 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It will be held at the Frank D. Municipal Affairs, and everybody know that's 14th and U Street, Northwest Washington, D.C. Now, career opportunities will be in the following areas: air quality, water quality, waste management, environmental education, environmental health, electrical engineering, labor, wildlife ecology, conservation sciences, agricultural and food sciences, customs service, environmental compliance, renewable energy, environmental justice, sustainability consulting, environmental engineering, EV charging, environmental safety, technical mechanics, green construction, environmental law, and assembly. These are just a few of the topics and employers that will be there at the job fair. And I'm very, very pleased to have Mr. Antonio Thompson on board with us this morning here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact. With that being said, good morning, Mr. Thompson.
Good morning. How are you? How's everything going?
Great, great, great. Well, I hope you have been listening. I've just been giving our listening audience a breakdown about this exciting job fair that your organization is putting on at the Reed Center, which is, everybody knows, we call it the Marion Barry Building. Everybody's been around a little times, but I won't tell on myself, but like I said, it's going to be at the Frank Reed Center, and y'all have a very exciting list of opportunities for our young people here in the DMV market area. And with that being said, I want you to sort of step right on in and give us a little bit about yourself, your organization, and why are y'all doing this job fair at this time, and sort of talk about some of the companies and the great opportunities for our young people that will be present at this on the next Wednesday, the 29th.
Yeah, first I want to thank you for having me on the program today. My name is Antoine Thompson, Executive Director of the Greater Washington Region Clean Cities Coalition. We're a nonprofit organization that focuses on clean energy, clean transportation, environmental equity and justice. And one of the focus on now is making sure that everyone gets a chance to these thousands and millions of jobs that are being created as people try to focus on everything from electrification to green-related initiatives, clean transportation, clean environmental products, clean housing products, more sustainable initiatives. And just a little bit about myself. I'm originally from Buffalo. I've been in the area 7 years. I'm a former New York State senator, also former Buffalo City Council member, been involved with clean energy on and off for about 20 years. And so really excited at this point in time with the $1.2 trillion investment that the federal government is making in infrastructure, electric school buses, biofuels, hydrogen transportation, green buildings. It's really important that your listeners and people in the District of Columbia and the surrounding communities get access to these very good paying jobs. And so what we're doing is partnering with employers. We're going to have about 25 employers there next week on the 29th of June from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 2014 Street, 14th and U. That's right. Some people know it as the Reeves Building. Some people know it as Marion Barry Building. His name is on the building as well. And it should be really exciting. You know, it's free to be there. Just bring you a couple, bring two copies of your resume. I'm ready to get a job. It's a great time to get a job, especially in these industries. And there'll be jobs, anything from blue collar, white collar, need a shirt and tie, to just all you got to do is have on some jeans and some sneakers. So there'll be a nice mixture of employers that will be there looking hungry to hire people.
Well, Mr. Thompson, I want to thank you for what your organization is doing, because we're here at this on this platform, Solar Now and the Future with its Economic Impact on Black America. We have been calling and beating the drum for over a year now of where is the Green Economic Development Plan in the implementation of the Biden Infrastructure Plan? And there were, in the American Rescue Plan, there were billions of dollars in the aspect of the Biden administration commitment to combat climate change. And when we began to look at that, then behind that, there was something called the Justice 40 Initiative, where his administration said that they were going to make a commitment to bring more minorities into this green job sector in this new green economy. But my focus on this show is looking at the impact of these opportunities for our African-American youth locally and nationally around this country, because when it's all said and done, Mr. Thompson, we don't have conversations in our community about the economic side of utilities, which is everything starts with energy and everything ends with energy. And we're talking about what wars have fought over. Let's be realistic about this. We're talking about being challenged with climate change, and if anybody thinks it's not real, all they got to do is turn on the weather channel on the cable or pull it up on the phone. If climate change is real, these opportunities are real. Air quality, water quality, waste management, environmental education, environmental health, engineering, electrical engineering, labor, wildlife ecology, conservation sciences, agriculture and food service, customer service, environmental compliance, renewable energy, environmental justice, sustainability consulting. Y'all have reached the all aspects of this industry, and then and by bringing these employers all under one roof, you have created opportunities that are available for the African-American community here in the DMV market area that's not available to our communities everywhere around this country. And we have to be real about this, because these opportunities are not available in many situations for our youth around this country, in many municipalities.
No, you're right on. And so one of our big priorities is to kick open those doors and let people know, one, let the employers know that we have people interested in these jobs, and two, making sure that the community knows that they can get those jobs, and they respect their various mandates that say that they should get the job. It's a twofold strategy. We intend to do it at minimum two of these a year. We will be looking to partner with any employment service, any employer that wants to help put people to work in this area. It's vitally important. The employment, the demographics, the racial and gender breakdown in green-related and sustainable jobs is severely lacking diversity. And so we want to make sure that underserved groups, underserved populations, that they are getting access to the information, access to the career and employment opportunities, and we intend to put a lot of effort in that. We're going to have the electrical union. They're going to be there recruiting. We're going to have a bunch of electrical contractors there. We're going to have Optimus Technologies. They actually have a contract with DC where they're helping to convert, retrofit, and repower diesel trucks for DC Water and Public Works, and actually making those with biofuels as opposed to dirty diesel. We also have a company called Diatech. They're a black-owned charging company. They
now you just mentioned the name that's dear to my heart, of Mrs. Cheryl Pons, the very dynamic young lady with Diatech. Cheryl is not a stranger to this platform, and we are always beating the drum to try to get her company's name out around the country as it relates to EV charging infrastructure. She has an exciting team with Charger Help, which is one of their affiliates. It's some dynamic sisters who have they're based out of Los Angeles. So I'm really excited to hear that Cheryl will be and her company Diatech will be participating in this a job fair.
Okay, great. We also have U.S. Department of Energy. They have a number of thousands of jobs in the D.C. area where they are hiring people for their conservation corps, to outreach staff, to technical jobs, a lot of good jobs with them as well. There is the Green Infrastructure Constituent Services Worldwide. They're hiring a lot of different jobs for technical. But there's just a number of companies. Those are the private. There will also be D.C.-related, government-related companies that will be recruiting there. But there are a lot of private sector companies will be there. Hiring for a variety of different jobs, white collar, blue collar, and every green collar. You know, we used to say white collar, blue collar. Now we got green collar, right? And the main thing
also,
is we want to make sure.
Yeah, what's also very exciting about what you're doing, Mr. Thompson, is the fact that a lot of these jobs don't require a 4-year degree, certification. And they have the certification programs, and there's dollars available out here for workforce development training for our young people, and it's just a matter of making them aware of these opportunities and letting them know that they don't have to go out here and do things that's not constructive. They can do constructive things. And they can be paid while they're being trained. And this is one of the things that we beat the drum around on this platform, Solar Now in the Future, with its economic impact, because we're often on number of the Zoom calls and the webinars that are put on by, as you've so elegantly laid out, is put on by federal agencies. And our federal agencies right now, it's like a mad rush for talent to get our young people into these green careers in these areas. And I have already done a specific podcast that we just dedicated around the career opportunities coming out of the Department of Energy here in Washington, D.C., because this has been a major push by the Secretary General for Grant Holmes, and they're doing some exciting work over there at DOE. I know the White House initiative on HBCUs, Dr. Tony Allen at Delaware State, who heads that. I think that this would be an excellent piece for y'all to get involved with the White House initiative on HBCUs, because they will be here in September doing CBC week and with job fairs and opportunities. And I think this was something that would fit into a number of the things that they have webinars about on a consistent basis. But unfortunately, during the summer months when our students are out, they don't get access to this information because nobody's really talking about this in black talk media. And this is very, very important. This is why I created this platform to talk about your companies and your opportunities, because people don't understand the mere fact that you're putting this together is an opportunity. That's a business operation. This is a whole concept which is somewhat known in the industry for as recruiting, but in the actual business, for example, for the renewable energy sector under solar, they have something called third-party lead generators, where if you go online and you put your name or your information in about solar, that information goes out to a number of companies by that website, and if someone agrees to have a solar system installed on their roof, and that you can show where that lead came from, that person or that entity is compensated for generating that sale for that solar company, and everything's been basically tied online because they have not spent a tremendous amount of money marketing and advertising with black media. That's why I beat the drum around these issues, and when I looked at this exciting job fair that y'all are putting together, and I said, they've got all of these entities in one place. I really don't understand if they understand how important this is. Now, this should be pumped up as big as something in the water about the concert they had this weekend. And hopefully, with the graces of the Creator, we won't have any madness and any confusion down there where people go down physically and bring their resumes for the event on the 29th. So like I said, these are the things that we need to really be raising up in our community, especially the DMV market area, because, as I said, our young people have these opportunities here more than any place in the country, but they have so many other distractions around them. So how have y'all been getting the word out about this job fair?
Yeah, so we are hitting a number of radio shows and TV programs. We're going to be pushing out over 5,000 flyers between now and Wednesday as well at some of the activities this weekend, some of the churches as well, and we pushed it out to a number of these civil rights organizations. We got more to do. This is our first one, and we look to do at least two of these a year. So we got to get the bugs out. But I have been also doing some stuff on social media. We're going to be pushing out even more, as I said, between now and next Wednesday.
Well, I'm going to let you know I'm going to be on Carl Nelson's show tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. He's known here in the DMV area because he has an outstanding show that comes on 1450 a.m. and 1010 Baltimore. And I'm going to be a guest tomorrow morning, and I'm going to have some other gentlemen on who are African-American owners of solar companies. But I'm going to definitely plug your event for the 29th at the Reeves Center on his show tomorrow. So I want to let you know I'm going to put that out there like that and let Carl know about what y'all doing. I don't know if he has you scheduled, but maybe he can bring you on before next Wednesday or plug you in some kind of way to get the information out.
All right, that would be great. I will adjust my schedule to be on his show if he had me on, but every time he gets I'm up at 6 a.m., so if he wants to get me Friday morning,
okay,
I'll be on Friday morning.
Well, like I said, I'm going to definitely plug your show and make him aware of this event because it's an exciting event. It's a needed event. It's one of its kind, and you're indicating that. And I know how much planning and work goes into putting things together of substance, of importance of this nature. And it's not an easy job. Believe me, for my listening audience, it's not an easy job. And they have an exciting, exciting career opportunity lineup for our young people. And I just want, I can't emphasize the importance of this job fair, because to me, it's a major, major piece, because I've been doing this podcast for at least 7 years now, and I've looked at a lot of programs, and this coming at this time and place, and being that you have the federal and private sector tied into this thing, makes this thing very, very, very significant, and it makes it very, very important. And I want our young people to get their resumes together, and it take a little time to get somebody to look at it and make sure you're saying what you want to say and meaning what you want to put out there. And they'll be at the Reeves Center on 6/29 of this year, 2022, from 10 to 2 p.m. at the Frank Reeves Building. And everybody knows this. We call it the Marion Barrett Building. Folks been around these parts for a minute. So with that being said, I've had you for 30 minutes already, but is there anything you'd like to say in closing?
I want to say thank you for having me on the show. I'm really grateful and appreciative of that. I know you put a lot of thought and effort into your program. I want to encourage everyone to come on out on Wednesday, June 29th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Show up, let's show out, let's let people know, let's have lines out the door and around the corner to get these jobs. And if you have any questions, you can call 202-671-1580, 202-671-580, or you can email us at info@gwrccc.org. info@gwrccc.org. Let's make it happen. Let's get the green jobs.
Well, brother, when I saw your last name was Thompson, that's a real dear to my heart. My best man at my wedding and my roommate at Morgan was a Thompson. He from Washington, D.C. Mr. Thompson, he worked at the government printing office at night and drove his cab. And his son went to Spingarn High School, Rodney Thompson. Rodney finished top of our class at Morgan. We came out together in 73 in accounting. And I know this brother probably doesn't know the Thompson family here in Washington, D.C., but they're great folk, man. And I'm glad to see that you're doing what you're doing. And you won't be a stranger to this platform, Solar Now and the Future, with its economic impact on Black America. And we're going to be reaching out to you, and we're going to try to come down and introduce ourselves on next Wednesday and sort of mingle with some of the folk there and introduce our group, our company, the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, because I also serve as president of the National Association of Blacks and Solar. So I think this is excellent.
Oh,
what
you're
doing.
I used to be the chair of the Environmental Conservation Committee when I was the state senator, and I was New York State Solar Industry Legislator of the Year in 20.
Well, great. That's excellent, because this it's all about, and what I keep trying to say to our young people, I said, well, you never know who you're talking to. You don't know the relationships that people have. And it's about, book knowledge and reading and understanding systems and all that. But there's something called the human element, and it ain't what you know, it's who you know that's willing to do something for you. And I'm a former high school gym teacher here in Washington, D.C., and I also coached high school football in the district for a number of years. And one of the things that we tried to instill in our young people back in the day, I worked at you name H.D. Woodson, Keller Miller, Banneker. I came through that era of the 70s and the 80s in the D.C. public school system. So One of the things we try to encourage in our young people is to understand, always be very courteous and respectful to older people who you don't know who's watching you. You don't know who may say something positive on your behalf, and it will open doors. And as I said, it's not always what you know or who you know, but it's who you know that's willing to help you. And that is one of the things that I think that our young people are losing because of so much technology. I mean, it's great, but everybody walks down the street, everybody's got their eyes focused on the screen or what they're walking with. But the human element in building relationships is very important. And I'm saying that to say to our young people who are out there in our listening audiences that is why you need to be physically at the Reeves Center 2014-3. We know it 14th and you for this event because there'll be people there from these companies and people like to meet people, firm handshake, watch straight, look with straight in the eyes and introduce yourself and sell yourself because that is one of the things that we have to train our young people how to present themselves and how to sell themselves for these opportunities. And with that being said, thank you, Mr. Antonio Thompson, for taking time from your very, very busy schedule to be a guest on Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America.
Thank you.
And you have a blessed day, sir. Yes, 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 ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Antonio Thompson, whose organization is called the Greater Washington Region Clean Cities Coalition. And they are putting on this job fair, the Reeves Center. And those of us who are here in the DMV area, we know it is 14th and U. That's 2014th Street Northwest. And that'll be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the 29th, which is next Wednesday. And they have a smorgasbord of opportunity in the green jobs industry. And our young people need to be there to participate and take advantage of these opportunities. And I can't emphasize that enough, ladies and gentlemen, because believe me when I tell you, these opportunities aren't available in a lot of cities and places for our African-American youth. And they need to take advantage of these opportunities because one thing leads to the another, and then it goes, because we're not talking about a job, we're talking about creating careers. And with that being said, we're going to take a slight pause for the calls here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America, and we'll be right back.
Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold the key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. You control what you do with your life.
back to the airways of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And I'm your host, Ronald DeFay. And you know, if you join us on a regular basis, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Once again, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as we scheduled this program today, we didn't want to put too many other things on the platform, but we do have some very interesting things that we want to sort of share with our listening audience here. Now, the Department of Energy and the various public and private agencies all provide newsletters. And right now I'm looking at the Green Bank News for the Montgomery County Green Bank June newsletter. And we're going to sort of take the time and sort of go over and look at what's going on in Montgomery County. Now, they are having today, the Wednesday, June 22nd, their Board of Directors meeting for the Green Bank of Montgomery County. They will provide company updates, end-of-year summary of the fiscal year for 2022, expanding their business opportunities. And under that, you had Green Bank partners with Sevilla to make solar more accessible for Maryland homeowners. Small Business Energy Savings Program reaches 1 million in deals. Green Bank and City First Enterprises expand their partnership by $4 million. The Uranian Universal Church of Silver Spring installed a 25 kW solar array. The Green Bank supports affordable housing in a new deal with the Housing Unlimited. Upworth United Methodist Church installs 117.9 kW of solar PV systems on their rooftop. Solar installers selected for the 2022 Capital Area Co-op Solar Programs available for low and moderate income households for those companies that are interested in doing some business in Montgomery County. Also, educating the public on the Green Bank programs, the in-person breakfast, and you can basically click on a link and you can get more information about all of the various things that I'm talking to you about as it relates to the Green Bank of Montgomery County. So as we're looking at this newsletter, we're going to sort of close that, and then we're going to look at the June 2022 Sustainable DC newsletter that's put out by the Department of Energy and Environment. Tommy Wells knows that down on First Street there, so you know we're not going to forget about DOEE. Now, they have also put out a June 2022. Summer is finally here. Everything is all bright colors, intense sunshine. You can see the humidity rise in the air and the heat radiation from the hot sidewalks. A sign that the summer heat wave is finally here. Extreme heat, often referred to as a heat wave, is an extended period of high temperatures, usually accompanied by high humidity. The past month, D.C. saw one of the most extreme May temperatures in the last decade. The temperatures rose to the high 90s. Unusual that early in the year, and we are set to experiencing higher temperatures before the season ends. Extreme heat can well be extremely dangerous. Temperatures in the range can lead to hyperthermia, heat exhaustion, heat stroke. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have young kids who are in your family, and our young ladies and young men, boys and girls, 10, 8, 9, 11, they want to run and play in this heat and not even put something on their head. You have to watch these young people in this heat, especially if anybody's participating in on field of sports games, whether it be American football, touch football, recreational, international football, which is known, we know as soccer. You have to watch our young people in this heat. It's extremely important, and they have to have the cooling stations, and some of these things are going to have to take place at night. So I understand people are tired, but if your kids are going to participate in some of this stuff, you're going to have to make, somebody's going to have to make some sacrifices to be available in this evening around 7 to 9 after the sun sort of goes down. It's still hot, it's humid, but you can get a lot more accomplished working with our young people, and it's a lot safer. So with that being said, we're talking about someone who has coached on the high school level and worked with our young people on the junior high level. And I understand you got to watch these young folks. There's no question about that, because if not, you will have some serious issues in this extreme heat. Now, extreme heat can be, as we said, extremely dangerous. So the heat can also decrease water and air quality, cause blackouts, and affect the overall city infrastructure. Energy plan is available to address times of extreme heat. Now, there's a link up on our website at positivechangepc.com. When you scroll down, you can look under the link that says June 2022 Sustainable DC Newsletter, and you'll see the links that we're talking about. So there's links that you can call for emergency help. They have cooling centers. It's a link there that will tell you where these cooling centers are, places where residents can gain relief during extreme heat periods, especially for people who are homeless. Look, it's real out here, man. When they say ain't nothing happening but the rent, that's real. If you live in the Washington metropolitan area, it's very, very difficult for folks who are homeless during these type of extreme heat waves. Okay, such as cooling centers, such as libraries and recreational centers, to outdoor spaces such as swimming pools and spray parks. Once activated, these cooling centers are fully open to the public and available across all wards. So this is available across all wards in the city. Check here across the district interactive cooling center map. So there's a link on our website that you'll be able to identify where these cooling centers and this information is. And I can't emphasize this is enough. We need to get this information out to our community. Ladies and gentlemen, we are looking at where you can click on the link, and I'm clicking on the link now to see some of the locations across the district. Please note, outdoor pools are open on the weekends only. Oh, my goodness. Saturdays and Sundays through Sunday, June 26th, starting Monday, June 27th, outdoor pools will operate on individual summer schedule 6 weeks, 6 days a week. Click on cooling center icons on the map for the facility address and phone number. Check the status of the cooling center near you. Click on the icon located to the upper right-hand corner on the map. Info summary box will appear, and we will find a list of open cooling centers in the district broken down facility types. Facility is not listed in the info section. The cool, it is currently closed. So it gives you a listing. Spray parks, senior wellness centers, public housing center for senior citizens, indoor pools, outdoor pools, walk to learn, private low barrier shelters, DHS low barrier shelters, libraries, and recreation centers. All that information, you can obtain that by, you know, logging on to positivechangepc.com, going to our news and events tab, and all you will go down to is look at the June 2022 Sustainable DC newsletter, and you want to be able to take advantage of this information, ladies and gentlemen, why it's here. That's why we do what we do. Now, we've got about 12 minutes, 10 more minutes left in today's show, ladies and gentlemen. Now, they are the Department of Energy Technology Office called SETO. They just put out a several funding opportunities. And as we were discussing some of these job opportunities in the first segment of the show with Mr. Antonio Thompson with this group, now this is a funding opportunity that has just been posted on the 15th of this month. So we're looking at what, last Wednesday when this was information was put out. Through the announcement for the Department of Energy here in Washington, D.C., DOE announced $10 million in funding for tools to help decision makers evaluate energy systems that produce and use local energy. The Energy Shed Place-Based Energy Generation Funding Opportunity is designed to enable more reliable, resilient, efficiency, and affordable grids to address longstanding inequities in distribution of cost and benefit across energy systems. Utilities, local governments, community-based organizations are encouraged to form teams to apply by August the 1st. See, these are the issues about these RFPs when they drop from these federal agencies. If you don't know or have inside contact about these opportunities when they are first announced, a lot of times by the times that they're put out here. Now, this information I received on the 15th, which was last Wednesday. Okay, we're talking about August 1st. You're talking June, July. You got 30 days to put this together. I can tell you from experience, it's not an easy feat for a company to almost have to shut down their operation to go after this funding, because everybody didn't have a experienced proposal or grant writer that they can just pick up the phone and call, because these folks are very, very expensive. And believe me, I know the National Association of Blacks and Solar, which I am the sitting president, we, in fact, were able to pull together a team, and we successfully applied for a $18 million grant. Tuvalu College is the lead judiciary on this specific grant, with a number of team members that are part of our membership with the National Association of Blacks in Solar. We went after a $18 million workforce development training grant to train 750 of our young African Americans to become PV installers, and this will be targeted in five different markets around the country nationally, because of course the training will be offered online virtually. So bam, that's how you can get these things done with the technology that's available. Believe me, that was not an easy feat. A lot of work, a lot of time goes into it, and a lot of our African-American-based firms just don't have the time to go after this funding. And there has to be another way to sort of address some of these issues if you have legitimate companies that's operational in the workforce development training component piece. Now, that's a very, very difficult animal. And we have very, very few firms in that area. Ms. Sherry Brooks with Power 52, they do an excellent job working over in Baltimore City and in Howard County. WDC Solar here in Washington, D.C., Mr. Mark Davis's company, they do excellent job with workforce development training, but their training cohorts are basically set up based on the need from the companies in the solar industry and the utilities that they partner with to do some of the workforce development training cohorts that they have provided here in Washington, D.C., working with D.C. residents. So these programs are very, very expensive, and they're a very detailed in follow-up, because when you reach out to try to get people to become a part of something and you talk about training, you've got to have wraparound services to make sure that people are able to get to work, stay at work, the whole nine yards. So these programs are very, very important. Now, this, the deadline for application, once again, is August 1 at 5 p.m. Then there's another announcement here, early stage solar research project announced. DOE selected 19 projects to receive a total of $6 million in funding to pursue innovative, targeted, early stage ideas in solar energy research and development through small innovation projects, solar programs, projects in the PV and concentrating solar thermal power research areas will focus on novel, high-risk, high-impact ideas that can produce significant results within the first year of its performance. This is an opportunity that's coming out of the U.S. Department of Energy Technology Office. We refer to it as SETU. So this information can be, of course, found on our website. Also, they're looking at apply for the funding to study solar and wind, wildlife, solar and wildlife. Full applications are due. The deadline was yesterday, June 21st, 5 p.m. Deploying solar with wildlife ecosystem services and benefits. Funding opportunities, DOE will be seeking innovation solutions, maximizing benefits and impacts. Well, this is an example of what I'm talking about, you know, ladies and gentlemen, because like I said, we posted this information as soon as we get it. And it is what it is. The deadlines, as a little boy said, are way beyond out our control, but we report it as we get it. Connecting more clean energy to the grid. There's the DOE announced an initiative aimed at helping clean energy connect to the grid. The interconnection, innovation, e-exchange, I2X brings together grid operators, utilities, state and tribal governments, clean energy developers, energy justice organizations, and other stakeholders to develop solutions for faster, simpler, and fairer interconnections to clean energy resources through better data, roadmap development, and technical assistance. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're in this industry, you understand how important this area is, interconnection with the grid, because I don't care what you are developing, how much land you got, how much money you got, but if you can't identify who's going to buy that energy and whether that local utility company is going to allow you to uplink that energy to transfer that energy to that customer through the grid, you're still out the loop. These are important, very important issues, ladies and gentlemen. This information is available, you know where, at positivechangepc.com. That's positivechangepc.com. You want to go to our news and our event segment of our website at positivechangepc.com. Click on scroll down. You'll be able to get this data. You'll be able to get this information. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, this show is brought to you every week by the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, which serves as an economic blueprint for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African-American-owned solar installation, design, EV charge, EV manufacturing, installation, workforce training, and other African-American-owned renewable energy companies to address the effects of high energy costs at our historically black colleges and universities, to utilize African-American-owned farmlands and HBCU campuses to develop capacity and initiatives for solar and other renewable projects to bring down the under and underemployment of young African-American men and women locally and nationally, also to educate the African-American community locally and nationally about the economic impact of climate change and the need for environmental education through Black Talk Radio programs such as Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. You also know that this show is brought to you every week by the BC Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative. Last but not least, the National Association of Blacks in Solar. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you for joining us for another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America, as we close another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America.
Someone singing, I can tell, sing it. Life is a song worth singing, why don't you sing it? You hold the key in the palm of your hand, use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan, change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're
is a song worth singing.